hey, we're on the air. Can I hear from our studio audience? We have a studio audience. Listen to this. Calm down, everyone. Calm down now. Settle down. It's Late Night Live with Drew and Cooper.
Hello.
Hey. Hi. My producer's in the house with me. It's Monday. How's your Monday so far?
Oh, it was a Monday.
Yeah. Mine was pretty uneventful, pretty Monday-ish. I have to say, when I went into the office today, I have to, like, kind of force the Monday out of me so I don't, like, be verbally abusive to people. And so I have to do call arounds for my job and call some other businesses and get some information. And this one gal, she's a hoot that I have to talk to, Brenda from the East Side.
Brenda sounds like a show.
kind of, yeah. She is kind of her own show. Anyways, I got a caller, and so she's like a woman in a trucker's world. So she's got just bold. Bold, she'll say anything and anything.
Just a sassy lady.
Sassy, there you go. Thank you, sassy lady. And so we're starting to get this rapport going. And so she barely knows me, but she really knows how to, like, pull out exactly what I'm feeling, even under what I'm actually saying. You know, like, the tone is so sweet, and she just knows. So today I called her, and I'm like, okay, put it on. You don't want her to know, of all people, that you're just not happy to be doing this right now. You know, it's just lazy work. I just hate calling Monday morning.
Will she, like, call you out on your attitude or your mood?
Yeah, kind of. When I'm not even expecting it to. That's okay. The problem. Like, that's why I'm trying to just be easy peasy, mm-hmm. just monotone. I don't want to sound crabby. I don't want to sound overly cheerful. I don't know where this conversation could go, you know? So I call her, and I'm like, I turn it on as much as I could. I mean, as much as I really thought I could do. Like, I'm like, good Monday morning, Brenda. Drew! You must be having an awful Monday. What? Oh, my gosh. You are not happy to be calling me at all, are you? Like,
wow.
Not personally her, but she just knew I was like, she just heard right through the bullshit that I was putting out there. I was amazed.
Her BS radar went off.
Oh, it sure did. I'm like, she barely knows me, you know? And usually, I'm like, I was trying to be as chipper as possible on Monday morning. She called my shit out.
Oh, dear.
I did not checkmark the explicit box when I set live for this episode, by the way.
Oh, whoa.
Whoops-a-doozle.
It should just be known. If they're listening, they should know.
Right. Listeners, beware. Meanwhile, we're coming to you late night live. We got the waves on in the background. It helps soothe us during this long winter.
Yeah.
Little long winter. It's just been vicious. But we had an exciting weekend of music in the Valley. We had Miss Potenza in town, Sarah Potenza, and Pip the Pansy, and Sam Birchfield, and Beth Bambara, and we just went all over the place, you know, starting from last Tuesday when we saw Carrie Arnett,
mm-hmm.
you know, and then I had Wednesday, the Rhythm and Brews. Thursday was a little bit of a break. Oh, I had Art After Dark. Speaking of that, I'm not even going to get to the music, and I need to quickly here. I don't think I mentioned during talking about the Naughty Bits piece from Art After Dark that I have lazy nips. Did I mention that?
I don't think so.
I didn't. I was in the pool lounging before the episode here. And I'm just all insecure about my lazy nips again. You know, and I realized I didn't talk about it during the Naughty Bits segment. That would have been perfect.
That would have fit well.
For my listeners who don't know, I have one droopy nip.
Droopy?
Ah, ka-ching, ching, do I have? Let's just, can we get a crowd laughter on that? I think I have that sound. Oh, anyways, the music, we got to get to a song here soon. So the music, Katie, what was your high of all this weekend of the people that we saw, the music that we heard? What was a favorite moment for your musical performance?
Well, I had a couple that were pretty high. You know, Potenza's always the entertainer of the world, and so when her and her friend Tanya came out on stage or off stage and into the crowd, that was really fun.
Oh yeah, what did they sing for that song? I can't remember. Whitney Houston song, right?
Yeah.
I want to dance with somebody.
Oh, yes.
I want to feel the heat. And that's when we got the microphone in our face.
Yeah, both of us.
Both of us. Not a good time for me. That moment scared the death out of me. Or death into me, I should say. I mean, I'm like, oh, she's coming.
She's coming.
And she knew I was trying to track her down today.
Yeah,
too,
and we were standing right front center, half back and center, but
right.
The only one standing that she could see.
Right, exactly. And so I'm like, oh, she's coming.
Mm, yeah, she's coming in hot.
Yeah, she was coming in hot for sure. Mike and all. And I was like, oh boy. And I was all ready for it, but like the minute she got close to me, I got starstruck. I'm like, it's Miss Potenza. She's right in my face.
Yeah.
And she's fabulous. Mm-hmm. And then, but what was worrying me more is that the song, I Want to Dance with Somebody, I know that. I love that song. Yeah. But she came to us at a point in the song that I didn't know the lyrics at all.
Of course.
So then she's like dancing with me, and I have to like fight this urge to like naughty dance with people.
You thrust.
So I'm like, I realized quickly, you know, like I'm grinding and that's not really the vibe that we need to be putting out there. Like just dance. So then both my arms went in the air like I was riding a roller coaster.
I have a feeling that's kind of what life with Potenza is. Oh, it's like ups and downs, a roller coaster.
Oh, I like that. I hope she appreciated that. I hope she's listening and hears that analogy.
Yeah.
And that's totally what I was trying to do.
Gotta love the Potenza.
Right. And so I didn't know the words. Meanwhile, she left and that Tanya chick came around.
Yeah.
Put the mic in our faces. And mm-hmm. once again, I knew the words.
She made me hold it.
You held the mic. She had to pull up her drawers. Yeah. It was cute but fun. And you were singing out there, too.
I sang on the mic, yeah.
Katie had a fabulous time this weekend. I know you were just Miss Popular.
I know.
Mm-hmm. Got to sing. Guests. Customers. Other patrons, you know, recognized you from the show. So. Oh,
thank you, Karen. Love you.
There's always a Karen. Makes me think of those memes right now. You know how they have all those memes on Facebook? Right. You know, thanks, Karen. Karen, we love you. Just
we have a live Karen.
Yeah, we have a real life Karen. She's the best.
She is.
Then we left the Outer Edge where Sarah Potenza was at, mm-hmm. and we went for a late show to see Pip the Pansy. I was trying to track her down all day as well. And she played at the Baudette.
That was super awesome. It was such a it was like a high and low of what smell is that now?
We should preface. Yeah, this is an old venue in downtown Kaukauna, and it's vaudette. It stems from the word vaudeville, you know. So they use that as it's an old vaudette. Vaudeville theater was where they just put on random shows, you know, and or movies and stuff like that. The heyday comedy singing kind of stuff. I don't know. So but that theater was old,
like live theater. Yeah. Or okay.
Well, it could be live or it could be movies, like projection. Oh, okay. Movies too. That's why there was those seatings in there, you know. Mm-hmm. That the atmosphere is very cool and underground.
Yeah.
We'll put it that way. But I like your smell analogy. It definitely smelled old.
Well, first there's the smell of Kaukauna itself.
Oh, I forget about
driving
that.
In and you're like, yeah. Oh, that smell. And then you go into the Vaudette and you're like, is that lingering from Kaukauna, or is that brand new in here?
Or you mean old in here?
Yeah.
I think I'd rather take that smell than the Kaukauna smell, actually, though.
They were both a little bit overwhelming at times.
It's like back in the old days when you'd go into a bar. At least we didn't smell like that. I don't think we smelled like that smell.
No, I don't think we were there long enough to absorb.
Yeah. I think it's a... I love the vibes. It reminds me of like a modern day version of like a 40s nightclub, you know, where people would just go and hang out. They didn't have rushed lives like they do now, you know, and so on. Any given night, there was some random talent performing on stage, some jazz number or something, a couple of sailors home on leave, and, you know, and your town drunk. Oh, we got a naughty dog in the house. Well, on that note, why don't we pause real quick? Why don't we hear a song from Pip the Pansy while we scold our little audience member here? We'll be right back after this.
Wake up, sweet strawberry blonde. We gotta catch a train. So put your... Get your coffee to go this morning. Pack your bags on the way. There is a pretty spot I know in the country. So do you wanna go with me? Do you wanna go with me? Do you wanna go with me? Whoa. Throw out your bobby pins and your reservations. Let your hair hang loose. There is a reason for the things that I do. I got a Bible and a ring in an empty chapel. We won't look back till it's through. There is a reason for the way that I look at you. There is a reason that I say that I do. Do you want to go with me? Do you want to go with me? Do you want to go with me?
Sam Birchfield's Strawberry Blonde. I have to tell my listeners, I'm really trying to work on this podcasting stuff still. And so I introduced the wrong song at the top of the song there. My apologies to both the artists that I confused this with, but they are married and they're adorable and we know them. So I hope they'll forgive me.
They will. They okay. love you.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of which, that was the song Strawberry Blonde by Sam Birchfield. He ended up performing at the Vaudette prior to Pip the Pansy. And that was the one song I didn't get to hear at the Vaudette. Just as I was going to suggest that he went off stage, you know, he must have knew I was going to say something. Yeah, Sam's a nice guy. He even friended me on Facebook, too.
Oh.
So, I know. Oh, wow. We only have a minute left.
Whoops.
This one just flew right by. Holy balls. Well, I guess we got more to say tomorrow than at least. Anything else you want to add about the weekend, you know?
Not really. I mean, that Vaudette was really an experience.
It
you
was.
Know,
it was.
I'm glad we were able to go. And
yeah, it brought out an interesting group of people,
mm-hmm.
a different side that was nice to see from the Valley.
Yeah.
You know, people that really loved Pip.
Yeah, too. They were just like had appreciation for Sam and Pip. I think.
And both of them. And of course, I got to sing again. The mic in front of my face at the Pip show as well. She yeah. put the mic. I did much much better then. I knew the words, and I really think I nailed it there. So.
Pip is a little bit less intimidating, I think.
Too. Yes, very much so. Yeah, and less critical, I feel. Oh, man. Well, that's 25 seconds we got left. I want to thank my listeners. Don't forget to go like the Facebook page so you're always alerted when we have a live episode. This is Late Night Live with Drew and Cooper. Smooches.
Toodles.
Woo, woo, woo.